I envy Rabbi Yomin. I would love to speak in Yiddish, but Uri doesn't let. Bruchim Aboyim Yedidai. It's been a while. Too long, actually. And Baruch Hashem that we were zoyche b'chazi Hashem to allow this Yachei Kala to be. It's still a bit difficult. Others weren't able to come. Will they take a booster shed? Yes or no, whatever it is. B'chol Eifin, we appreciate those that went and went out of their normal schedule to come and to be mechazik the idea of Yachei Kala, to be mechazik the oitzke b'Yachei Kala, and to be mechazik the loim b'Yachei Kala. I think at the end of this week, we'll become mechuzokim, I hope, and those that let you go will become mechuzik as well, realizing that you did the right thing. I would like to say over Pshat in Ashtikali Gemore, and actually, it's quite late. I'll try to be as short as I can. The Gemore Chagiga says like this: Divrei Chachomim kedarboinois ukumasmoiris netuim bali asufois nosnu meroy echod. Divrei Chachomim. Rashi says. Rashi doesn't say. Dibrei chachom kedarbonus. Now, darbon is actually a porah that plows the field, have like little sticks that come out, feelers on the side, that make the porah walk correct and straight in the line that he's going. So when he irrigates the field, it's a straight line. And actually that helps more to growing the crop properly. Divrei Chachomim kedarboinois. The Divrei Chachom are like these sticks that somehow protect you, that you should always be on the right track, to know exactly you're going correct in the way that you're going to do. Ukemasmoirois neduit netuin. And they're implanted like nails. Bale asufois nosnu meroye echod. Kemasmoirois netuin. The Gemara explains it means a masmer actually is a nail. A nail has a maila and a chason. The maila of a nail is when you bang it in, it's very tough to get in, but it remains there, came out permanently. On the other hand, there's enough kuminda whether the nail is made out of iron or made out of wood. If it's made out of iron and it has a head, the Gemara calls it a shushanta, then it's shayach to take the nail out of, and therefore the chibur, the kesha of the two things that you have, disappears, goes away. If you put in the nails of wood and you bang it in till the end, without a shushanta, it doesn't have a head, then you can't take it out. It's in there and it's in permanently. Today maybe there are other ways how to make a permanent connection, a seal of some kind. But at the time of the Gemara, those were the two types of things to connect with, either with basil, with a head, or with a piece of wood without a head. And there each one has a maila and a chason. The maila of the wood is you can't take it out, but it's not as strong as it would be out of iron. The maila of the iron is that it's much stronger than the wood, but the chason is you can take it out. The Divrei Chachomim are those that are put in tough, hard nails, and it comes in a matzev that you won't be able to move it. So the Gemara says maybe they're temporary, maybe they're not permanent. So the Gemara says it's implanted in a way that you cannot take it out. It remains continuously in the, you can't take the wooden nail, cannot come out of the thing that you put it in to hold this chafes together. In other words, Dibre Chachomim Kedarboines means connecting yourself to the Derech of Tamidei Chachomim, going in the way of Tamidei Chachomim, using them as your ways, your GPS to guide you to where you want to go, to where you want to be. This is made in order to protect you that you shouldn't be going in the wrong way. My Zayda has a marshal. He says he was once, surprisingly, in Mir, maybe it was someplace else, he was in a building that had four stories, four-story building. Maybe it was there, I don't know. And it was at night, and for some personal reason, he had to go down the stairs. But it was dark, so he didn't know how to walk. So he found the banister, and he was able to hold on to the railing as he was walking down. And actually, holding on to the railing allowed him to walk down the steps without Cholila getting injured because of the dark. So he says, this is the Pshat in the Gemara. Dibre Chachomim kedarboinois. The Chachomim are like this banister which you hold on to, and that always guides you in the right way. You don't theoretically know where you're going. You don't know where you're going to end up. And you don't even know how long it's going to be the road. But one thing you know, you're going on the right track. You're going on the way that you're supposed to be going, and holding on to this railing, you're going to get to a place. Hopefully, it's the place that you wanted to go to, because it's dark, you don't see that. But the idea is Niskayim with that he's holding on to this mokum to get where he's going to go. The Gemara says the Loshen, Ukamasmoyos Netuim. They're implanted. Now we all know implanted is something which connects in a matziv like the wooden nail that you can't take it out. It doesn't. It's not totally in anything else. It becomes kilu miksho of the thing that it is itself. I don't know dentistry so well, but I think implants grow into the bone. Is that only connected? It gets ingrown into the bone, and that's why it's as strong and as good as it is. I think that's the way it works. The Netuin Kavanah, we say, V'chaye oilom nota b'seichenu. When we say Birchas HaToiro, we say that Toiro is implanted in us. It's put in a way that you cannot take it out, you cannot move it, you cannot deter it to a certain way to take it someplace else. Toiro is what it is, exactly, the way it was given, the way it was taught, and that's the way you makayim the mitzvah, and that's the way you do it. You cannot move or do any reconstruction with the Torah itself. Cholila, you could lose what you have. That cholila is possible. But to take it and to move in a different direction, a little bit left, a little bit right, does kemenish. In Torah, that doesn't happen. Ukamasmoiris netuim. It's implanted. We say, "Hu yiftach libeinu nota b'seir." Hu yiftach libeinu b'seir osoi. B'yosem b'libeinu avosu b'yir osoi. All this is notua b'seirchenu. All this is implanted in us. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted in us when He gave us Torah. He gave us Torah with divrei chachomim kedarboinois. He gave us Torah with darboinois to teach us how to learn, to watch the way we're walking, the way we're going, and making sure that we go in the right track. We follow the way the Torah wants us to go and wants us to receive and keep and hold the Torah. If we want to give over Torah to our dead generation, we can't find a new day, the new idea of learning Torah. We have a new way to teach Gemara. We have a new way to daven. All that doesn't exist. We have to somehow connect the future generation to our implants. We were implanted in Har Sinai, was implanted Torah to us, and we have to continue this Torah, keseda et keseda, to grow weiter and weiter. I actually thought of this Gemara when I saw that the Achikala was a reality. That, yeah, nein, could we, can't we, will it be, won't it happen? It's definitely not al piderech hateva that kinyan hora, such a tzibur, are ready for the last few months. Will there be, won't there be? Will that happen, won't it happen? Like, bakasha, everybody, Everybody Baruch Hashem learns, everybody's Kveitim, everyone has a Seder, everyone is learning, everyone is davening Baruch Hashem. There is such a thing. So what's the Gevald? What happened? What happened here? Okay, I agree. It's nice to be here, you meet friends, but there's so much more involved. It's not only the taking off from work, taking off from your mishpoche, or even the expense that to come here. There's much more than that. Was muchet men to kumen? What for? What's the idea? Then I thought to myself, v'chayei oylam nota b'sicheinu. That's exactly what Baruch Hashem, Mir Yeshiva, in a big way, was matzliach to create. I think you will be in agreement that the Yeshiva not only taught us to learn, taught us hanhoga toivo nuchoino, but it also implanted some kind of a avas haToiro, avas benodom lechaveiroi, avas whatever Torah gives us, and it's implanted in us. When that happens, you can't wait to continue to go back to the place where this happened, where it was to us, and to continue to learn and to strive and to be matzliach. That was my hargosha when they told me that tachlis is going to be. And Baruch Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu helped us that it's happening, and v'chein yirbe v'chein yosef for many, many years to come. Just remember, implants cannot be taken out. They're here forever. And they're by you and by your children and by your children's children. It will always remain. This idea, cholila, the only way is when it breaks completely. But to deter it to some other idea, to maybe a better way to learn, a new idea in learning and davening, whatever it is, that doesn't exist. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help that being here will strengthen. The Gemara doesn't say how to strengthen the implant. The Gemara says the implant is there, and you learn from that implant. That's where you're learning. That's where it happens. But I'm sure, the more you learn, the more you implant yourself into the Torah, the more you will able to be matzliach to make it stronger, the bond between Torah and yourselves and your families, the Mitzvah Hashem, and the Hatzlocha should be merubah ad ein sof. Shukriyach.